Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
O Lord my God, thou searchest me. My heart and mind are known to thee. Nothing is hidden from thy eyes, when I sit down and when I rise.
Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that would be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was also prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after a marriage, then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. Coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. The favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. So one of my intentions in my Mass today at 12 as well as 5 will be to pray for all of your families. And why do I say that? Because today we celebrate the feast day of the Holy Family. So I think it's very appropriate to pray for all of the families, all the families of the world, but especially families that come to the parish family of St. Peter Chanel. So I'll be praying in the Mass for all of you that you'll have the year 2018 will be the best year of your family. Amen? So that's all of you will be on the altar in this Mass. And I really believe that God is going to hear my prayer. Okay, I'm going to give you just a short summary of one of the beautiful writings of St. John Paul II and take one idea from that and develop it. About 20 years, maybe a little bit more, John Paul II wrote a somewhat of a short document that I invite all of you to maybe download and read, maybe as a New Year's project. And it's called Dies Domine. That's the Latin. English would be the Day of the Lord. I think you'll get a lot out of it. A lot of the documents of John Paul II are very heady. But this is one of the documents that all of you adults will be able to read and get a lot from. And this is what he says. I'll give you a brief, literary, succinct summary of it. He says that the day of the Lord is Sunday. The day of the Lord is Sunday. And how do we sanctify Sunday? By coming to Mass and living out the Mass to the fullest extent possible, which all of you are trying to do now. So you're putting into practice what John Paul II wrote about 22 years ago, coming to Mass and living it out. Okay, then the second part of the document says that Sunday is the day of the Lord, but also Sunday should be family day. Family day. This is John Paul II. So that, I hope, is going to be a New Year's proposal. None of us come from perfect families. None of us have perfect families. None of us will have perfect families. I use the past, present, and future there. But we should be striving for perfection. We should be striving to keep growing. Now, related to the first point I made, if you want every member in the family, be it husband or wife or daughter or son, or if the grandmother's living with you, every member in the family should work at building up the family. Amen? Everyone. No freeloaders, huh? No free rides, huh? No. Everyone has to work, strive, sweat, labor. You know, if you don't work at it, it's not gonna come about. You really have to work on building good families. So, the best thing that the family members can do is to establish a deep relationship with God. If the husband and wife are really in love with God, they're going to form a good family. If the daughter is striving to become a saint, that's going to bless the family. The son is working on overcoming his obstacles. That's going to bless the family. So if you look up at the cross, there is the vertical, then there's the horizontal. The vertical means we have to strive on a daily basis to grow in our relationship with God. Is that clear? So that's the first idea of John Paul II, is that Mass and our union with God is what's going to help us to establish good, solid families. You know, there's so much that can be said on what can be done on the horizontal bar. Okay, the vertical is our relationship with God. And you people that come to our parish, you've heard it many times. You know, the sacraments, your rosary, your prayers, spiritual exercises, meditate upon the Bible. You've heard us preach this 1,000 times. Put it into practice. Okay, what I'm going to say now is probably going to make some people feel uncomfortable, but I've come to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable, okay? And it's this. This coming year, strive to improve your meal time together. We might want to make sure that you understand my New York English, okay? Strive to improve your meal time together. See, on a natural plane, the supernatural is more important. But on a natural plane, the most important time of your day should be your meal time with your family. You hear me? Now, what I'm saying now is very countercultural, but I'm going to hold to my guns. You really have to recognize that mealtime is very, very important. Hey, why do you have gang members? Why do we have gang members? They're looking for the family in the street that they don't encounter in their home. You got tons of gang members in L.A. Hawaiian Gardens is famous for Las Chivas, huh? Los Loquitos, huh? Famous for the gang members. Because they don't experience love in their family. They're looking for love in the street. I don't come from a perfect family, but a pretty good family. For us, the Broom family, the dinner meal was the prime time for our family. Prime time. Dad would get home from Wall Street at about 6. He would be reading the bills. He'd always have to look through that. And then at about 6:15, we would sit down. We'd have our meal together. And that was sacred. Everyone had to be there. No one could absent himself. No, never. That was sacred. That was sacred. Okay, a sociological study. This was done, a secular study. Teenagers that have at least 3 to 4 meals together with the family a week, at least 3 or 4. Number one, better grades. Number two, better performance in athletics. Number three, less problems with drugs. Number four, less problems with alcohol. Number five, less problems with depression. You hear me? In all of that, this is a secular study. They derive the root of that is that that teenager 3 times a week is sitting down at the table with mom and dad and the siblings, and there is communication. Very important. Obviously, if you've never heard a homily like this before in your life, and you may never hear it again, no? But this is very important. My founder says that the daily agape is when we, as oblate priests, sit down and we have a meal together. We get up. Why do we get up at 1 o'clock? Some people get angry. Hey, I want to go to confession. Hey, we got to eat. I belong to a family also. We have family life. We have to connect. We got to connect. So if you want to save your teenagers, one of the best ways is to reestablish the importance of the family meal. Okay, let me give you some suggestions on how to live this out. Okay, number one is see and accept what I'm saying this afternoon to all of you as something very important. If you just blow this off as a pie-in-the-sky ideal of Father Broome, okay, you're not going to do it. But if you see this as essential for the safeguarding of your family and your children, you're going to take this more seriously. See this as the prime moment every day, aside from your relationship with God. See this as essential. Okay, then, I know that parents have crazy work schedules and the children also, but you try in as much as it's possible to be having the mealtime more or less at the same time. The children are creatures of habit, adults too, forming a habit. What is a virtue? It's a good habit. Like, I knew it when I was a kid, in between 6 and 6:15 every night, Dad would be home at 6, he'd read the mail, at 6:15, we'd be sitting down. Next is, never start to eat without blessing your meal. This is something that's been lost in the younger generations. How many families still bless your meals before you eat? Well, at least we got 50%. The other 50%, a New Year's proposal, because when you bless the meal, you're inviting Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph to sit down at table with you. Good company? Not good company, the best of company. Amen, huh? Then, fasten your seat belts right now. Ready? The bomb is about to hit. Are you listening? Absolutely no electronic devices during the meal time. Good idea or not? Yeah. I noticed that the only ones are clapping are the abuelitas and older people, huh? I didn't see any young people. I didn't see any. I see some scowls on the look of the young people. No, they're about to. You have to do that. So that means no TV, no radio, no tablet, no iPhone, none of that. Now this might be a real challenge because your family is already accustomed to have the phone, and the TV, and the radio going. This is a New Year's proposal they offer to all of us. There's no way you're going to establish a good bond with your children and your mate if you don't take this seriously. I think all of you have seen comics like this. There's a comic of a family that's sitting together on a couch. You got the father, the mother, the son, the daughter, and then the dog. Okay, the father is watching the football game. The mother is on the tablet looking at a telenovela. The son is on the iPhone talking to a friend. The daughter is sending a text message to her boyfriend. And the dog has the earphones on, listening listening to the Beatles, huh? Love Me Do, huh? Okay. You laugh at that, but you know that that is the truth. We see that as very comical. We know that's the truth. You know, every morning I go to McDonald's. They give me free coffee. So if you want to get free coffee, become an oblate priest. Huh? Make sure you wear your collar, though, okay? And a lot of people greet me, and I know a lot of people there. Just talk to them a little bit. But now and then I'll go and I'll see there's a couple sitting there and they're both on their phone. And they're not even looking at each other. That happens in so many places. We don't want that to be part of your meal time. Now some of you maybe who are not accustomed, you're going to say, well, we've never really had this family dynamics of mealtime conversation. What do we do? I don't want to be patronizing or overly simplistic. But say, for example, you got five at the table. Let everyone express what he feels or is thinking. And every member in the family, the oldest as well as the youngest, is very important. The oldest as well as the youngest is very, very important. Let your six-year-old kindergarten kid or first-year-old kid, let him tell what's going on in his life. What you might feel is really insignificant is very important for him. Listen. You know what that is? That's called love. Attentive listening is love. I repeat, attentive listening is love. Because you're saying no to yourself, you're saying yes to the other. You know the teenagers. If a teenager wants to just speak about the problems he has in high school, the struggles he's going through. Good, let him air it out. Let him vent. You know what's going on. The teenagers that scare me most are the sullen ones that go into the room, lock the door, and they don't open up to anyone. That scares me. Their prospects for suicide often, because a lot is going on in their lives. And they're keeping it all to themselves. Well, you know, let your teenage daughter vent. But also, I'd have to say this. Sometimes it might happen, we don't have too much to say because our minds are empty. How are we going to fill our minds? This is very oblate. No, you know what I'm going to say, right? Get in the habit of good reading. Read. 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 Read a good book. And then when you go to the meal table, share something from a good book. And by doing that, you're enriching your family members. That's an act of charity. Read the life of Francis Xavier. Read Mother Teresa. Read the life of the present Pope. Read something on spiritual theology. Read a good Bible commentary. And share. A lot of people don't have anything to say because their minds are empty. We have to fill our minds with good thoughts, by good reading, good listening, like listening. Father Dave has been promoting this the past couple of weeks or a month. Relevant radio, okay? Listen to good things on the radio. Fill your mind with God so that you can give God to others. What does Jesus say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So I could go on and on, but I would like to conclude with one other idea. All the members of the family have to learn to smile at each other and to learn how to tell a joke. Amen? So I'll end with one. So you can maybe tell this joke sometime this evening, okay? There was a convent of nuns, very holy nuns, and the mother superior, who was 95 years old, was in the infirmary, and she was dying. So the younger nuns were surrounding her, and the sister went into the kitchen and brought her a mug with warm milk, and she pushed it away. Then the nun went back again. All the younger nuns were surrounding her because she was about to die. And she took the mug and poured, this time she poured a little bit of milk, but 95% was vodka. So they brought it back into her, and she smelled it, and she drank and drank and drank and drank and drank. And all the young nuns were watching her down this vodka. So one of the young nuns said, "Sister, before you die, give us some words of advice." And the older nun said this, "Under no condition should you sell that cow." You know, some of the happiest moments, at least in my family life, was when my father would tell jokes. He died a year ago, no? And I still miss him. But just the humoristic stories that my father would tell, I just think about that and it fills me with a lot of joy, hoping that one day I'll be with him in heaven. So this can be a family proposal, that we're really going to try to build family lives. Family lives that are better and better by loving God above all, but also by trying to establish strong emotional bonds by our meal times together. God bless you, and Happy New Year too.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.